Thank you for supporting the Spent to Rent podcast. If you would like to donate to the show, go to the podcast official website to find out how.
You are listening to the Spent the Rent podcast. And now, here's your host, Patty Rose.
Hello, I am Patty Rose. Welcome to the Spent the Rent podcast. We are doing something super exciting today, something for the first time ever. The first ever Spent the Rent podcast presents
Oregon Trivia.
So this is pretty exciting. I'm going to introduce my contestants, but before I do, let me introduce the ground rules. We have all questions related to the state of Oregon. Randomized categories include state facts, public figures, entertainment, and more, all related to the city, to the state of Oregon. 30 questions total. One point per question, tiebreaker question if necessary. This is really important to, I just spilt my coffee. This is really important. Please allow the entire question and applicable multiple choice options to be read before answering. And here's the one thing that I'm going to add to that. Each contestant is allowed one steal per game. So after I'm done reading the question, you have a split second to yell out steal, and you can steal that point for that question if you are that confident in the answer. But that's it. We're going to let that be your call. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to my sponsors, Oregon Cash Flow Pro and Subdermal Art Collective. I have a few other smaller sponsors, but those guys have been the ones that have been backing me since the beginning, and I appreciate the support from you two, specifically. Individuals or businesses, if you'd like to make a one-time or monthly sponsorship donation to the podcast, you can go to strpod.com/sponsors. That's strpod.com/sponsors to donate to the show to help it grow. And then also a reminder, I've got a new single on Spotify that came out today. New music by Patty Rose, a song by me. It's called Tortured Mind by Patty Rose. The winner of today's podcast is going to receive a Spent the Rent podcast t-shirt from the official strpod.com online store. So that's pretty exciting. And also if you'd like to buy other merch, you can look at that. Let's meet our guests. Our guests today are Kevin Cronin, a longtime guest of the show, longtime friend of me, Travis Boudreau. Welcome to the show. Thank you guys for doing this. This is the first one, as you can tell by how rocky and how shaky I am getting it started. Thank you guys both for doing this.
Hey, thank you, Patty, for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is really cool. This is the first ever
Oregon Trivia.
I won't do that. I won't do that anymore, I promise. Okay, so let's just get started. Question one. Oh, we're going to decide who gets first. So pick a number between 1 and 10. Travis.
Go ahead, Kevin. 8.
Kevin.
Let's go with 2.
The number was 9, so Travis will go first. Okay, question right. 1. Indigenous native tribe to the Willamette Valley. Is it A, Santa Yam, B, Yamhill, C, Mohawk, or D, Kalapuya?
I'd say it's between A and D there. Let's go A, Santa Yam.
That is, oh my gosh, I should have had this ready. That is correct. But actually, I would have accepted any of those answers because those are all correct. I wanted to start off with that question to remind us that we are doing this on native lands, even on the internet. All of us are in Oregon currently living on native lands, and I wanted to give that reminder. question two to Kevin.
That's a good reminder.
In 1997, legislators passed this beverage as the official drink of Oregon. A, beer, B, milk, C, coffee, or D, sweet tea?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I really think that the dairy lobby is strong, so I'm going to go with B, milk.
That is correct. Yeah, that is exactly why they wanted to, pay homage to the economic value of milk and dairy farming in our state. So that is correct. Travis, question 3.
All right.
This lighthouse, and for the people listening at home, there's a picture, but you're out of luck listening. This lighthouse is named after a Spanish explorer named Bruno, who was among the first Europeans to explore Oregon.
Of course, I've been there. Oh, and when you think about it, you can't think of the name, huh?
Don't got it?
No, don't got it.
Kevin, for the steal?
Is that the Hacienda Lighthouse?
That is Hacienda Head Lighthouse.
Hacienda.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, question four. Kevin, Oregon is home to the largest organism on Earth. What is it called?
Oh, man. I know it's some kind of mushroom, but I don't know. Oh, man. Is it like a mycelium network? I don't know.
That's close. Travis, do you want to guess?
I'm about on the same page. It's some sort of fungus. But
that, okay, that so the name. Answer is honey mushroom. So I'm not going to say the actual official name because I barely graduated from high school. But the answer is honey mushroom. So yeah, okay. So on to question four, Kevin. I believe it is your turn. Travis, it's your turn. Okay. Here we go. Let's go to question four. We're on question four. Question five, and this is a video question. So let me play that.
Hey there, Cameron Derby, sports director at KEZI-9 News here. I got a trivia question for you, and it's draft weekend, so why don't we stick with the draft? Which team drafted Oregon great LaMichael James? Was it A, Miami Dolphins, B, the San Francisco 49ers, C, the Philadelphia Eagles, or D, the Dallas Cowboys? Have a good one.
All right, so who were we at? We were at Travis.
Yeah, but... Hi. Works, huh? we'll go with the Dolphins.
Okay, that one is going to be that one's incorrect. Kevin, I think you know this one.
Oh man, was this the 2012 draft?
I don't have any idea. It's yeah.
Oh man. I'm pretty sure it was the 49ers.
That is correct. That is correct. Good job.
There you go.
All right. So another point for Kevin. Is it 2-2? Is that correct?
3-1.
Who's up? I'm doing
Kevin.
Okay, so 3-1. I'm doing too many things. Okay, next question. We're going on. Question number 6. Okay, this question is for Kevin. What Oregon brewery created Dead Guy Ale? Is it A, Rogue, B, Deschutes, C, Ninkasi, or D, Bud Light?
I'll steal this one.
All right, we're going to get a steal. The only steal. What do you got, yeah, Travis? What do you got?
That is definitely Rogue.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, so let's go to the next question. And this question is for Travis, even after a steal. Look at this. He's up to a 4-1 lead. Question 7. Portland is home to one of the largest bookstores in the world. What is it called? A, Bloomsbury. Powell's. B, Powell's. C, Gold Beach. Or D, Dudley's. And you were super eager about this one. You know more than you thought. You are correct. It is Powell's Bookstore in Portland.
Yep, I got a little eager on that one.
You got a little eager. We'll give you one warning.
It's okay.
We'll give you one warning. All right, so question 8 exactly. Kevin. In this 1993 film, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, was shot in this Oregon town. Is it A, Cottage Grove, B, Kaiser, C, Joseph, or D, Sweet Home?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Homeward Bound was filmed here.
1993. No, this is the sequel. This is Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we know. In Oregon, is it A, Cottage Grove, B, Kaiser, C, Joseph, or D, Sweet Home?
Let's go with Cottage Grove.
That would be incorrect. Ooh. It is actually C, Joseph. I should have given you a chance to steal that, Travis, but since you cut me off, we're even.
Exactly.
So this question is for Travis. Question 9. What TV show was not filmed in Oregon? Not filmed in Oregon, okay?
Not.
Okay. A, Epic Inc., B, Grimm, C, Little People, Big World, or D, Bates Motel?
Okay. So I know it's not A or C. A, that was Area 51 show, if I remember right. And then, so Bates Motel, Grimm. I'm going to go with Grimm, B.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Bates Motel. Though it takes place in Oregon, it was shot in Canada. Whose turn is it now? It is Kevin's turn. Question 10. Two-time Oregon governor preceded Kate Brown.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right? You should know these.
I actually worked on his campaign, so this is not. But, it's John Kitzhaber.
That is correct. John Kitzhaber was the second two-time governor. and was preceded by Kate Brown. Travis, oh, so I should be doing points. Where are we at with the points?
I got us at 4-3 or 4-4.
I think that's where we're at, 4-3.
Who's got four?
Kevin.
Okay, 4-3. So, Travis, this is your question. Question 11. The Oregon Secretary of State from 1999 to 2009.
Boy, I don't know. Kevin seems to be up on these politic ones, too.
Kevin, do you know this one? He recently passed away, which is why I chose to pay homage. Steal. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to use your steal. He already got it wrong.
Okay. So, yeah, that is Bill Bradbury.
That is correct. That is Bill Bradbury.
Moved by mail to Oregon. So, yeah.
So the score is 5-3, Kevin. Okay. So question 12, this question goes to you, Kevin. This is really ridiculous. I know you're a big Blazer fan. Portland Trail Blazer, who won Rookie of the Year in 2007?
I believe that's Brandon Roy.
That is Brandon Roy. That is correct. Travis, this question's for you. Led the Portland Trail Blazers to their only championship in 1977.
That guy right there.
Huge deadhead. He's still annoying us on television as a commentator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Kevin, do you want to steal on this one?
Yes. That is Mr. Bill Walton.
That is correct. That is Bill Walton.
I have heard that name before.
My parents, actually, my grandparents were friends with Bill Walton's parents. A little funny side note. They're from San Diego. Okay. Next question. This one is for you, Kevin. It's Portland singer-songwriter nominated for an Oscar for the song Miss Misery.
Oh, man.
Featured in the movie Good Will Hunting, I believe, is what this Oscar nomination is for. I could be wrong on that. Portland singer-songwriter nominated for an Oscar for the song Miss Misery.
Oh, man. Jeez. This is not my area of expertise, so...
That is wrong, actually. Oh. No, that's close. It was actually Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith, one of my favorites.
Oh, yes.
Travis, your turn. Singer from Eugene, whose song Coming Home plays at every University of Oregon football game.
Yeah. That looks like Whitmore.
It would be incorrect. Kevin, do you know?
I don't know his name, but I feel like the U of O definitely got him to write that song.
Singer from Eugene, whose song Coming Home plays at every University of Oregon football game. That is Matt Kearney. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got another video question. This is from a hockey coach that has been a guest on my podcast. Here we go.
Hi there. Dan Trent, youth hockey coach here in Eugene, Oregon. I've got a question for you. What team do I coach at the Lane County Fairgrounds? A, Rangers, B, Spartans, C, Generals, or D, Pioneers?
So yeah, that if this is for the people that may not know, there's youth hockey in Eugene. We also have a hockey team at the University of Oregon that is now a scholarship team. That's a huge thing that I actually had the club hockey team on my podcast in the past. I wanted to spotlight that there's hockey happening in Eugene. So what do they call themselves? The team that plays their home games at the Lane County Fairgrounds. Is it A, Rangers, B, Spartans, C, Generals, or D, Pioneers? Do you remember whose question this is?
I think I'm the even ones.
I think it's you, Kevin.
I think
go ahead.
Travis, yeah.
What did you guess?
I'm ready to answer, but
go
I
ahead.
Think
go
it's
ahead.
Travis's answer first. So. What is
Travis? I think I was the evens, so...
Kevin, go ahead. Kevin, go ahead and give an answer.
Generals.
Yeah, that is right. That is correct. Travis got that one right. So now we are at 6-4.
My wife's cousin used to be the goalie for the Generals.
That's amazing. So okay. So next question. This one's for Kevin. Question 17. Native to Oregon, this nut became the official state nut in 1989. Is it A, the walnut, B, a filbert, a C, an almond, or D, a corn nut?
That's got to be a filbert.
That is correct. Hazelnuts indeed. Also would have been accepted. Filberts, Springfield is all about their filberts. The Filbert Festival is a fun little happening at Island Park, and you can check that out next summer. So this is for you, Travis. Let me give a point there to Kevin. So the current score is 7-4, Kevin. Travis, question 18. Junction City, Oregon is host to this annual summer event that serves Swedish meat pies and able skeevers.
I believe that's the Swedish festival or the Viking fest. Oh,
Kevin, do you know?
It's the Scandinavian festival.
Scandinavian festival. That is correct. You were so close. I'm sure that those people would have accepted Swedish. They're not too worried about it. Okay. This question now is for Kevin.
I had the Swedish meat pie stuck in my head.
Right, right. And able skeevers. I don't know if I'm saying any of that right. Go get sunburned and be a glutton. That's what that's all about.
There you go.
Kevin, this question is for you. Elected first female governor in Oregon in 1990. Is it A, Barbara Roberts, B, Barbara Dean, C, Barbara Bush, or D, Hanna-Barbera?
Oh, man, 1990. I believe it was A, Barbara Roberts.
That is correct. Barbara Roberts was the first female governor elected to Oregon. Travis, this question is for you. Question 20. Mount Hood is the tallest peak in Oregon. What mountain is the second tallest? Is it A, Sacagawea Peak, B, Eagle Cap, C, Jefferson, or D, the North Sister?
I would say the North Sister, D.
Kevin, would you like to make a guess? Or do you know the answer?
Jefferson.
It is Jefferson. That is correct.
Ah, jeez.
So far, the
more Oregon stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're learning more as we go. The score so far is 9-4, Kevin. Okay, we're moving on. This question is for Kevin. Question 21. The oldest city in Oregon was settled in 1811. What was that city? Is it A, Oregon City, B, Portland, C, Salem, or D, Astoria?
I believe it was A, Oregon City.
Oh, actually, that was incorrect. Travis, would you like to guess?
I would guess Astoria.
It is correct. It is Astoria. And my fingers are so fat that I got the wrong one. Yep, that is correct. Astoria. So, Travis, you now have 5 points. It is 9-5, Kevin. This question is for Travis. Question 22. This is a fun one. Nike founder Phil Knight's son, Travis Knight, was once known by his MC name. What was it? Is it A, Knight Rider, B, Chili T, C, Dollars, or D, Privilege?
Oh, I hope it's D, but...
it's not. I know.
But I'll go with B, Chili T.
B, Chili T. That is correct. Yes, Phil Knight's son, Travis Knight, was once known by the MC name Chili T. So look that one up on the YouTube. That is wonderful.
These are all awesome.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah, these are great.
Okay, so question 23, and I am a big sports fan, and I am a big Michael Jordan fan, so I wanted to make this about Michael Jordan somehow. This is also sponsored by Oregon Cashflow Pro, this question. What was the person at Nike? Whose question is this? This is you, Kevin. It's blocking your face, so this is perfect. Who was the person at Nike who worked out the deal to sign Michael Jordan? Was it A, Sam Bowie, B, Jack Ramsey? That's a hard one, those answers. C, Sonny Vaccaro, or D, Phil Donahue?
It's definitely not A.
You like that?
God, the Trailblazers drafted Bowie over Jordan.
That is so correct, it's so it's not A. And
let's go with D, Phil Donahue.
I did it again. Phil Donahue. Oh, yeah. Phil Donahue in the 80s was a talk show host, much like Oprah. No, that is incorrect. The answer is C. B, Jack Ramsey was the coach of the Blazers. Sam Bowie was the player that was drafted over Jordan. No, those were both just painful questions that I threw in there. It is Sonny Vaccaro. The movie Air that is recently dropped about, you know, that whole contract and whatnot is really good, with Ben Affleck directed. Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro. So, yeah, you should check that one out. Sonny Vaccaro is the correct answer for 23. So, Travis, this is going to be your turn. Question 24. Okay. Let me see. Here we go. Where are we at? Question 24. Oregon band that, in order to become famous, had to sing about Santa Monica. Is it A, Sublime, B, Everclear, C, Modest Mouse, or D, The Shins? So they couldn't talk about Oregon. They had to talk about California in order to get famous.
I'm pretty sure that was Everclear.
That is correct. It is Everclear, my favorite band for about 2 months in eighth grade. So let's move on. Kevin, this is for you. This is a question from Springfield Mayor Sean Van Gordon.
Hi, everybody. This is Sean Van Gordon, Mayor of Springfield. And I have a trivia question. Who was the first mayor of Springfield? A, Albert Walker, blacksmith. B, Jedediah Springfield, carpenter. C, Mike McDougall, laborer. Or D, Paul Belkin, pioneer.
What do you think, Kevin?
I'm going to say Paul Belkin.
Would you like to make a guess, Travis?
I'm going to go with A, Albert Walker.
That is correct. Okay, so thank you, Sean Van Gordon, for that. Sean Van Gordon is amazing. He's always an earshot, and I love that the local politicians that are in office right now are pretty accessible. So that really means a lot to me. Okay, so we're going to move on. Next question is question number 26. This question is for Travis. Oregon native Ken Kesey's novel that takes place in an Oregon psychiatric hospital made famous by the 1975 film. Is it A, The Birdcage, B, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, C, How Feathers Serve Birds, or D, Psycho?
Definitely B, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is correct. How Feathers Serve Birds was my friend's band in high school. So I just thought that there was a little bit of a bird theme going there. Okay, so Kevin, this question is for... Oh, are you guys keeping score? Because I am not.
I have 9. I have Kevin at 11.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds good to me. So 9 to 11. This is getting close. Down to the wire. Question 27. This is for you, Kevin. Beatrice Morrow Kennedy was the first black woman to practice law in Oregon and founding member of this Portland chapter of what organization? Is it A, NKOTB? Is it B, TMNT? Is it C, MSNBC? Or is it D, NAACP?
I'm going to go with D, NAACP.
That is correct. Just for anybody scoring at home, NKOTB is New Kids on the Block, and TMNT is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and obviously MSNBC is a liberal news network. This is a question I wanted to pay homage to Beatrice Morrow Kennedy for being the first black woman to practice law in Oregon. So that was a milestone. Next question is from 29. This is for you, Travis, or 28, sorry. What is something Oregon was not the first state to do? I noticed a misspelling there. What is something in Oregon that Oregon was not the first state to do? Is it A, legalize marijuana, B, implement the gas tax, C, legally recognize a third gender, or D, offer over-the-counter contraceptives?
I would say A, contrary to what...
That is correct.
Famous for.
Even though we are known for that, we were not the first to legalize. We were the first to decriminalize, but we were not the first to legalize. I think we were like third or fourth. Colorado was the first.
Yeah, Colorado. Yeah.
Kevin, this question is for you. In 1939, University of Oregon defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. What was the name of the team? Is it A, Ducks, B, Tall Furs, C, Mallards, or D, Webfoots?
Oh, wow. That's a throwback. That's our only ring, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's D, Webfoots.
That is correct.
Nice.
What is it now, 12 to 10, or is it 12 to 9 still?
That would put him at 13, I believe.
13 to 10?
10? Yeah.
13, 10. Okay, we have one more question, so it looks like we do have a winner, but... this is another video question. And we started today's Oregon trivia with a question about Native Americans. We wanted to end one with one as well. Here's Thomas Huda with the question.
Hello, it's Thomas Huda, frequent podcast guest, musician, and trivia lover. Here's a question. Spencer Butte is also known by which indigenous Kalapuya name? Waiwa, Knock Knock, Chamoti, or Owingu?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, I think was it you, Travis?
It is, but I wish I knew, as it is our local little.
Yeah, this is just
here.
A fun little one. So, what do you think, Kevin?
Oh, wait, I'm not done guessing.
Oh, he's going to guess. Sorry.
I wish I knew I could guess, though. I'm going to go with grandfather, A. Wiowa.
Kevin?
I feel like knock knock.
The correct answer is C, Chamotee, which means Rattlesnake Mountain. Rattlesnake Mountain.
Wow.
Kevin and Travis, thank you so much. We have a winner. We have a winner. The winner today is Kevin Cronin. And you will be winning a t-shirt. I don't like second place to go home empty-handed, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna give you a t-shirt as well, Travis.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, anytime. So if you'd like to order your own t-shirt, you can go on the website, sdrpod.com, you know, support the podcast. You can also make a donation so that I can keep stuff like this going on. I remind you that I've got a new single, Tortured Mind by me, Patty Rose. It's available now on Spotify. And for the audio listeners, I'll play that at the end of the song. I want to give a shout out to the people listening at home and watching, Bree and Thomas, for making comments. You guys are amazing. This has been fun. This is something cool. I'm learning a lot by doing this. So this is kind of neat, something different. Reminders that your ballots have gone out and that you can, you know, vote in Lane County for, there's some really, really important school board, ballots or school board seats in Springfield and Eugene that I definitely need you guys to check out. So, hey, you know, this has been cool. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it.
It's fun. Take care.
You too.
All right, I'm going to end this with a song. This is me, Patty Rose, with the song Tortured Mind.
Turn, 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 turn. Turning away just as fast as I can. Has always led me astray and fucked up every plan. I self-sabotage the dialogue I spend is dissected for the next 2 weeks as I sit and ferment. It's a boiling pot of uncomfortable motives. I'm worried my imposter syndrome is showing. Going back to a sack. Get daily with a smile, I say I'm maintaining. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Everywhere you look, someone else is took by the endless agonizing emptiness of the crook, of the loser, of the thief, of the folks who live beneath. But we never look into the reflection of our own integrity. Our own integrity. Our own integrity. Our own integrity. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm gaining ground, I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind. I'm beating down. Therapeutic is the sound of writing out what's trapped inside of my little tortured mind.
Thank you.
Podcasts are an independent way for podcasters like me to bring a local voice to your ears. At the Spent the Rent podcast, we strive to raise awareness of topics that affect the often underrepresented. Our title sponsor, Oregon Cashflow Pro, offers free money management advice that can help you take control of your finances. At OregonCashflowPro.com, you will find videos to guide you towards your goal of financial freedom. For more info, there will be a link in the show notes. The following podcast is available on all major streaming sites, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can now listen to all previous episodes, donate to the podcast, and buy shirts directly from the Spent the Rent podcast at our newly designed official website, strpod.com.